There's a vast body of knowledge around the world about the healing properties of plants accumulated and passed along over centuries. It's a body of knowledge that's kept alive by relatively few people. Momi Subiono wants people to know about the healing potential of plants that are all around them here in Hawaii. She's giving a talk story about it tomorrow on Hawaii Island, and she's on the phone with us now. Good morning, Momi.
Aloha, aloha, ena po e o Hawaii nei.
Thanks for talking with us. This has been a lifelong study for you, hasn't it?
It sure has. Ever since I was growing up, my mom always used plants to help us. And now we live in an area in South Kona near Melalii that's somewhat isolated. So we started to grow our own food and also our own medicines. And we started to study the Hawaiian plants.
What are the first ones that you would set out to grow in a situation like that?
Well, what I like to do is, especially when I do workshops for kids down at Melalii, I like to show them the plants that are around them already.
Yeah.
That they know how to take care of themselves. Because if somebody gets hurt, rather than waiting and getting in your car and having to go to the doctor, try to take care of some things. I mean, yes, you want to go to emergency if it's an emergency, but if there is something that you can take care of, and knowledge is power, then you don't have to rely on getting yourself to town.
Well, I mean, a mild injury like a burn, you would treat with aloe, right?
Yes, although aloe is not a native plant, we've used it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also use things like kukui sap. You can use noni, the rotten fruit on the ground. If you catch it when it just falls, it's not too dirty.
Uh-huh.
That, and you wipe that on it. One day a girl, she got a bee sting down at the ocean, and she was crying and screaming, and I grabbed the noni and I put it on, and she immediately stopped crying. And then she said it kind of itched after a while, and so she took care of it herself. We taught her how to take care of it.
If kids understand that there are things around them that can heal them and learn to sort of take care of themselves in a situation like that, it's kind of beneficial all around, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Not only are they taking care of themselves, but they're gaining a sense of pride that they can do it. In this world of computers, children don't really pay attention sometimes to the natural world. And I'd like to reawaken our children, not only our children, but the people of Hawaii, of natural plants that can help us, not only for medicine, but as food, because food is medicine and medicine is food. I think that's a quote from Hippocrates. Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food.
I don't doubt it for a minute. And you know, it seems so obvious now, but modern medicine seems to have gotten away from a lot of these fairly commonsensical things.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because I've been part of, aside from my Hawaiian teachers that I'd like to just acknowledge, Lana Kila Brandt, who awakened me of the plants, Keone Jenny and Auntie Miley Napoleon. I also worked with Dr. Dennis McKenna and Dr. Kathleen Harrison with University of Minnesota for around 7 years and the Center of Healing for Healing and Spirituality, where it respected both sides. And it's really interesting because 90% of today's pharmaceuticals are based on native knowledge.
I'm sure. But, you know, the whole your relationship to nature changes, I think, when you understand that around you are things that can heal you and benefit you.
Oh, yes. And we take pride in growing everything naturally from seed or rootstock and making our own medicines, which is what I'm going to be selling tomorrow. It helps me to support my programs that I work in the community, especially I volunteer a lot of workshops for Hawaiian children. But so I'll be selling a salve tomorrow at Hawaii Volcanoes National Park between 10 and 12. The salve is a local anesthetic and an anti-inflammatory. It's made
maybe these are made from... made from plants that you grow, local plants. How did you gather your knowledge through? It was passed along through the teachers that you mentioned, yeah?
Yes, but also it's funny because I worked at Honolulu School for 5 years as a Hawaiian studies teacher, teaching children from kindergarten through seventh grade. for 5 years, and then I went on to working for Bishop Museum at Amy Greenwald Garden. When I got there, there was no horticulturalist, and I was eager to learn all of these things. So I learned a lot of the scientific background as well as how to propagate them. Then I went on to working with the University of Minnesota and Dr. Dennis McKenna. He's an ethnopharmacologist, so it really helped me to bring everything into a scientific level. Then he and Kathleen Harrison helped me to get onto a field expedition to Western Samoa, where we gathered plants for a cure for HIV/AIDS. And that was when I learned about the pharmaceutical community. It was the first time that the Samoan people, the indigenous people, were recognized for their intellectual property rights. And that's what I talk to about students, especially college students.
Indigenous people around the world inevitably have their own medicinal remedies at hand, don't they?
Yes, and actually, when I went to Western Samoa, the healers there, they actually used a lot of the same plants that we used, which I was already versed in, so it was really easy for me to understand where they were coming from in a lot of ways. It was quite an eye-opener, but I also look at the families of plants and connect their healing factors that way, too.
Well, Momi, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us, and I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Momi Subiono will conduct a talk story on Hawaiian traditional medicine tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Kealoha Visitor Center on Hawaii Island, and you can find out more about her and her work on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.